الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن أول بيت وضع للناس للذي ببكة مباركا وهدى للعالمين، صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من ألف المسجد ألفه الله، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء الكرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, the Ummah of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, as each and every one of us would definitely be conscious and aware of, is passing through a very, very turbulent, very difficult, very trying phase or period. Often we hear the analogy of a rudderless ship that is being tossed around at the mercy of a raging storm. This would in fact be a fitting description of the extent to which the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being trampled upon. No real respect, no real dignity, no real honor, no real means of protection, it appears that this ummah has at its disposal. What is essential and important is to understand that the heavens and the earth belongs to Allah. Ala innal quwwata lillahi jami'a, lillahi al-amru min qablu wa min ba'd, ala lahu al-khalqu wal-amr. الخلق والأمر والليل والنهار وما سكن فيهما لله وحده ما يفتح الله للناس من رحمة فلا ممسك لها وما يمسك فلا مرسل له من بعده إن يمسسك الله بالضر فلا كاشف له إلا هو وإن يردك بخير فلا راد لفضله. All these verses that I've recited, occasion of Jummah, it's too limited to go into translation, but the basic principal message behind these and many, many other verses of the Quran is one simple concept or idea, that protection and the lack of it, respect and the lack of it, honor and dignity and the lack of it in the heavens and the earth, the decision with regards to this does not belong in the hands of any government. It is not at the disposal of any technology. These halat and conditions in this world principally, primarily, are determined by Allah. And it is determined on the actions of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are in a plight, we are in a problem, we are in a difficulty. We have to address that problem by going back to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have to address that problem by going back to Quran and Hadith. Unfortunately, what is the mindset? The mindset today is to hold conferences, to hold meetings, to have think tanks. And what is behind this? To try to address maladies and problems according to modern concepts and ideas. What did this mean in layman's terms? Is we have taken Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam out of the equation. And I've said this many times, my respected brothers, any attempt to address any situation or plight facing this ummah, having removed Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the equation, by the qasam of my Allah, is not going to solve the problem. It is going to exacerbate and worsen the problem. We have to come back to Quran and Hadith. In the light of Quran, what is the solution? In the light of the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what is the solution to the plight that is facing this ummah? Has our Nabi, na'uzu billah, left us without a solution? Was his nubuwwah relevant only to 14 centuries ago, not relevant to our situation today? Why do we need to look elsewhere? Why are we trying to address our maladies in other avenues? Primarily, what is behind it? Weakness of yaqeen, weakness of conviction. And more importantly, what is behind it is our nafs. We are not prepared to follow the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We rather have some academic solution. If you look in Quran, 30 juz, 30 paras, no other Nabi and no other ummah has been mentioned so profusely to such an extent as Musa alayhi salam and the Bani Israel are mentioned in the Quran. 28 juz of the Quran. Out of the 30 paras, 28 paras, there is mention of this Nabi and his ummah. What is the reason for that? Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whatever came to the Bani Israel will come to my ummah. He said, my ummah will follow the Bani Israel, the ummah of Musa alayhi salam. And we find in hadith this analogy. What is the extent to which they will follow? This expression we find in hadith. Khadwan na'li bin na'l. Khadwan na'li bin na'l. What this literally means? One is you see someone, you want to follow him, you can follow him from a distance. Or you can follow him closely. One is where you make mubalagha. Where you go to extremes in imitating or following someone. How do you do that? The same spot that he put his foot on the ground, you put your foot exactly on that spot. Khadwan na'li bin na'l. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, my ummah will follow the Bani Israel, khadwan na'li bin na'l. To that extent. He said, if someone in the Bani Israel made incest and slept with his mother, someone in my ummah also will do that. What is the underlying message? Allah has mentioned no other ummah more than this, that ummah in the Quran. Allah has mentioned their plight in the Quran. Allah Ta'ala in the Quran directed Musa alayhi salam as to how to address that plight. Such a plight, 70,000 of the newborn male children of the Bani Israel were slaughtered by Pharaoh and his army. Their women were enslaved. They had no respect, no dignity, honor. They were being tortured mercilessly. They were being persecuted. They had no army at their disposal. This was the condition facing Bani Israel. What was the solution? What was the solution? What did Allah Ta'ala send Musa alayhi salam with? Did Allah send him with an army? Did Allah send him with some new technology that Pharaoh and his army did not know about? No! Basic, simple solution. اجعلوا بيوتكم قبلة وأقيموا الصلاة. اجعلوا بيوتكم قبلة وأقيموا الصلاة. Two primary efforts Musa alayhi salam made upon the Bani Israel. One effort was the effort of Iman. To turn their attention away from the makhluk to Allah. To bring the total complete conviction. Rely upon Allah. Turn to Allah. Ask from Allah. It is only Allah that is going to solve your problems. إِيَنْصُرْكُمُ اللَّهِ فَلَا غَالِبَ لَكُمْ وَإِيَخْذُلْكُمْ فَمَنْدَ الَّذِي يَنْصُرُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِي Quran's hatmi, Quran's indelible decision, Allah says, if Allah helps you, no one will overpower you. And if Allah deserts you, if Allah's help is not with you, فَمَنْدَ الَّذِي يَنْصُرُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِي Then who is going to help you? Some army, some government, some politician. Who is going to help you? Allah is asking you. Abandon Allah and see who is going to help you. First effort Musa alayhi salam made. Turn their attention to Allah. Second effort was the effort of salah. Was the effort of salah. اجعلوا بيوتكم قبلة. What is Quran telling Musa? Let every home of the Bani Israel become a place of salah. Let it become a markaz of salah. وَأَقِيمُ السَّلَاةِ Establish salah. What today we find difficult to stomach, when there is a call being made around us by kalima namaz par ajao, kalima namaz par ajao, kalima namaz par ajao. Let the ummah come onto kalima. Let them come onto the yaqeen of la ilaha illallah. Let them come onto salah. Link and attach the ummah that has abandoned the masjid. Ramadan our masjids are full. Juma Salah Azan was given, the masjid is not yet full. Last minute majority of us will come in. And then after that Juma, the masjid is empty. Asar Salah, some places maybe 10 or 15%, some places 5%. Where is it 100%? Where is it 100% Juma Salah and then Asar Salah? Where is it 100% Juma Salah and then Fajr Salah? We are worried. What is happening to Muslims? What is happening to the Ummah? They are losing their homes. They are losing their livelihood. Halat and condition, persecution is coming. For what? So that the Ummah comes back to Allah.
so that the ummah comes back to the masjid. Today we are prepared to march. It's very easy to march. Very easy to chant slogans. Youngsters say we are going to raise the flag of Islam. We are the warriors of Islam. We are the defendants of Islam. That youngster who is raising that flag with his jeans and t-shirt and his Ray-Bans on and the necklace around his neck. From head to toe there is no athar or sign of any sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says he is the warrior of Islam. He has raised the flag of Islam. He can't raise the 50-ounce blanket from his body at the time of Fajr. What flag of Islam is he ever going to raise? What help of Allah will come when this is the condition of the ummah? My respected brothers, we are looking for analytical solutions. We are looking for academic solutions. Wallah, there are no analytical, no academic solutions. Come back to the masjid. Come on to iman. Come on to namaz. Let the percentage of musallis rise. This is what this jamaat is doing, knocking door to door. Knocking door to door. Ijtimaas are taking place. For what? To bring the ummah onto that. This is not palatable to us. We are trying to psychoanalyze it. We feel it is too simplistic. My respected brothers, halat are in Allah's control. Halat are in Allah's control. Conditions are in Allah's control. And the changing of those conditions is on Allah's sunnah. Is on Allah's system. Not on our system. Not on our logic. Not on our understanding. No other ummah to this extent, markaziyat of masjid was stressed. Like it was stressed for the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The previous ummah, they had what they called soma'a, places of ibadat worship. They used to worship individually. Even Bani Israel, they used to worship individually. Their salah also was individual. This ummah, our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam stressed upon establishment of masjid, establishment of jamaat, abadi of masjid. This level of stress is not found in any other ummah as it was found for this ummah. First amal, Allah Ta'ala, in the verse of the Quran which I recited in the beginning, what does Allah say? Inna awwala bayti wudi'a lin-nas lalladhi bi Bakkata mubarakan wa hudan lil alamin. The first house of Allah, the first house of Allah on this earth was the masjid, referring to Ka'batullah. In the precincts of Ka'batullah, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is sent. There the effort starts. When he is forced to leave Makkah Mukarramah, what is the first thing that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam does? He establishes masjid. When he makes hijrah, he reaches Quba. According to one riwayat, he stayed only 4 days in Quba. The more mashhur, the more popular opinion was 14 days in Quba. Imagine, hijrat is taking place. Quba is not to become his residence. He's on his way to Madinah Munawwara. Only 14 days he spends. What does my Nabi do? He establishes a masjid. The ummah is being taught the importance of masjid. Otherwise, what was the need? What was the need for Allah to separate Ibrahim alayhi salam, 90 years of age, plus minus, from his 20-year-old wife and newborn baby? What was the need for Allah to command him to take that family of his from Palestine to Makkah Mukarramah and leave them there? What was behind it? What was behind it? The establishment of Ka'batullah, the reconstruction of Baytullah, and the sabak, the ta'lim was being given to the ummah that in the shade of Ka'batullah, in the shade of masjid, every need and requirement of this ummah will be met. Zamzam was sent. Allah Ta'ala from his hidden powers protected the ummah. He caused the ummah of Ibrahim alayhi salam to flourish. This became the foundation seed for the ummah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And behind this, establishment of masjid, wherever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went, a link was being created. Like you see this electricity, these fans are working, aircon is working. Why? There is a link. The wiring is done. The wiring is done where? With the electrical plant, with the powerhouse. Wherever masjid will be established, wherever amal of masjid will be established, the wiring is taking place. Wiring between that masjid and Ka'batullah.
So that help of Allah, protection, nourishment, that hidden help of Allah that came to Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam and that came to Kaabatullah when an army of elephants wanted to attack Kaabatullah, Allah sent birds, Allah sent ababil with tiny pebbles and Allah obliterated and destroyed that entire army. That same help, hidden help of Allah is linked with the a'mal of Baytullah. Is linked with the amal of masjid. Wherever masjid will be established, once the wiring is done, Allah's help will come with that place also. Look at the extent to which my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam enforced the importance of jamaat, importance of abadi of masjid, importance of linking and attaching ourselves with the masjid. Allah says in the Quran, with reference to Allah, Inna rabbakum la raufur rahim. Inna rabbakum la raufur rahim. Your Rabb, when it comes to humanity, when it comes to His creation, is rauf and rahim. Is very merciful, very clement, very kind, very compassionate. Allah is Rauf and Rahim for the entire creation. And when it comes to this ummah, referring to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, two of the sifat of Allah, Rauf and Rahim, in reference to this ummah, Allah says, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ Bil mu'minina raufur rahim. Allah is rauf and rahim. And for his ummah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is rauf and rahim. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ Allah says, we have not sent you but as rahmat, as a mercy. Yet, what does rahmatul lil'alameen say? What does rauf and rahim say with reference to his ummah? He says, لَقَدْ هَمَمْتُ أن آمر فتيتي فيجمعوا لي حزما من حطب ثم آتي قوما يصلون في بيوتهم فأحرقها عليهم. He said, Masjid al-Nabawi, Azan is called out. Azan is called out. He was hurt so much by those who would not come to the masjid. What did he say? He says, I desired to put someone on my musalla. Put someone on my musalla in Masjid al-Nabawi. Then I would instruct the youngsters of Medina Munawara to gather firewood. And I would go to the homes of those. I would go to the homes of those who are reading Salah in their homes. Not reading Salah. Not reading Salah. Those who are reading Salah in their homes. Rahmatul lil Alameen says they did not come to the masjid. Rahmatul lil Alameen says, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I wanted to take firewood and burn down those homes. I wanted to take firewood and burn down those homes. Understand this analogy. Understand the extent of emphasis of masjid. My Nabi reaches Quba. His camel is standing on a certain spot. He says to Abu Bakr, move the camel. Camel refuses. Says to Umar radiallahu anhu, move the camel. The camel refuses. Says to Ali radiallahu anhu, move the camel. As Ali approaches, the camel snarls, jerks his body aggressively. Ali runs back, afraid. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, this camel is ma'mur. It has been commanded by Allah. It will not move from that spot. Why? Allah is giving me ishara that a masjid must be established on that spot. La masjidun ussisa ala taqwa. La masjidun ussisa ala taqwa. That masjid of Quba, Allah refers to it in the Quran, a masjid which was established on taqwa. Madina Munawwara also, first amal, what does he do? He establishes a masjid. Wiring is being done. Masjid is not the walls. Masjid is not the structure. When Allah speaks of masjid, what does Allah refer to? Baytullah. These are the houses of Allah on the earth. What are they made up of? Not chandeliers and fancy decorations. That is not masjid. This is Allah's darbar, Allah's court, the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was only the 9th year of Hijrah when lighting was put. There was no carpet, it was a simple structure. Leaves were the roof, when it used to rain, the water used to seep in, mud would form on the floor. But it was alive with amal. It was alive with the amal. It was alive with the amal of iman. It was alive with the effort of da'wah. It was aligned with the fikr of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It had brought the ummah onto an effort of markaziyat, linked and attached every resident of Madinah Munawwara with the fikr and concern of the masjid. This is Allah's darbar-e khas. I'm going to digress. There was one incident that occurred in the time of Harun Rashid. Harun Rashid was a khalifa, ruling three continents. Those who are familiar with geography, from the Banu Umayyah, one of the most vast kingdoms he had. From Baghdad to Kashmir, Baghdad to Portugal, Baghdad to southern France, Baghdad to Senegal, northern Africa. One ruler, such a vast kingdom, three continents. One day he gets angry with his wife. He says that if tonight you are in my kingdom, in other words, when the sun rises, when daybreak takes place, you are in the kingdom of Harun, then three talaqs. Straight away, pareshan. Why? On the spur of the moment he said it. Now he regrets it. Like nowadays it takes place also. People make talaq, 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 like you're firing a gun. Fire three bullets and then they say three bullets becomes one, like the Christians. Trinity. Then we become ardent followers of Trinity. Then you want to go to this mufti and that mufti. I made mistake. I said it in anger. I didn't mean it. I was drugged up. I was this, I was that. Any excuse we try to go to run around the issue. Beforehand we won't learn. We won't learn the masail. We won't learn to control ourselves. Like they say about one person, he went to the mufti. Mufti said, why? Three talaqs is three talaqs. No chance. Marriage irrevocably broken down. So what happened? He didn't give up. That he didn't come right by that mufti, so he went to the grand mufti. Why? You give a grand and get a fatwa. So that mufti said, don't worry, your marriage is still intact. He says, how come? So he says, when you said talaq, instead of qaf, you said with a kaf. So the talaq didn't fall. Marriage is still intact. Grand mufti, gave a grand, so he got a fatwa. When the first mufti heard about it, he said, tell him that his marriage didn't take place also. Because when he said qabil tuha instead of a qaf, he said with a kaf. So Harun Rashid also regretted three talaqs. If you are still in the kingdom of Harun by daybreak, that time there was no Concorde and supersonic jet. Camel was the mode of transport. How are you going to cross several countries within one day? So he sends for the ulama, all of them say, why? No solution. Harun Rashid asked the question, are any of the students of Imam Abu Hanifa present? They said, yes, there is one. His name was Yaqub. Later on he came to be known as Imam Abu Yusuf. One of the most illustrious students of Imam Abu Hanifa. Up to that point he was not famous. He was the son, his father used to wash people's clothes. He was a dhobi, launderer. Yaqub his name was, not well known. They said, yes, there is one student, they sent for him. Imam Abu Yusuf comes, masla is put in front of him without hesitation. Without hesitation, he says to him, says to Harun Rashid, tell her to spend the night in the masjid, so that at daybreak she is in the masjid, the talaq will not fall. Other ulama look at him, where you got this from? What's the proof? Immediately he recites the verse of the Quran, وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ The masjids belong to Allah. No masjid is in the kingdom of Harun or any king. This is Allah's darbar. This is Allah's assembly. This is Allah's house. أَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ If she spends the night in the masjid, she is not in the kingdom of Harun. That talaq will not fall. The ummah is being brought onto this. Come into Allah's court. Turn towards Allah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. How beautifully Hadith Qudsi. My Nabi said, Buyuti, Buyuti fil ardil masajid. He says, Allah says, my houses, my residences, my homes on this earth are the masjids. Ummaruha, zuwaruha. Masjid is not a structure. Masjid is not walls. Masjid is not decoration. Masjid is amal. What amal? That which the Tabligh Jamaat told us about. That which is coming from Nizamuddin and Raiwin.
That which is coming from Maulana Ilyas and Maulana Yusuf. No! What is abadi of masjid? What is the construction of masjid? What is the zenith and beauty of masjid? Quran tells us, إِنَّمَا يَعْمُرُ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَأَقَامَ الصَّلَاةِ وَآتَ الزَّكَاةِ وَلَمْ يَخْشَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ فَعَسَىٰ أُولَٰئِكَ أَنْ يَكُونُوا مِنَ الْمُهْتَدِينَ. What is Quran telling us? Abadi of masjid is iman. Abadi of masjid is establishment of salah. Abadi of masjid is spending one's wealth for the sake of Allah's deen according to the command of Allah. Abadi of masjid is the effort of hidayat. Masjid is not buildings and walls. Masjid is these amal. Masjid is these amal. And the establishment of these amal. Allah says, my homes on this earth are the masjids. Ummaruha, zuwaruha. Those who will establish the amal of masjid. Allah says, zuwaruha, they are my guests. They are my guests. Now what does this analogy guests mean? They are in the protection of Allah. They are the people of Allah. The people of the masjid, Ahlullah, one hadith. Nabi Sallallahu said, these are Allah's ahl. These are Allah's special people. Another hadith, Nabi Sallallahu said, man alif al masjid, alifahullah. The one who loves the masjid, Allah loves him. The one who loves the masjid, Allah loves him. One hadith, Nabi Sallallahu said, sabatun yudhilluhumullahu fi dhillihi yawma la dhilla illa dhilla arshihi. On the day of judgment, seven categories of people will be shaded underneath the arsh of Allah. On the day when there will be no other shade besides the shade of Allah's arsh. One such category, رَجُلٌ قَلْبُهُ مُعَلَّقٌ بِالْمَسْجِدِ. That person of my ummah whose heart is attached to the masjid. فَتُوبَ فَتُوبَ لِمَنْ تَطَغْ. Allahu Akbar. One incident comes to mind. In the time of Rasulullah ﷺ, there was a black woman, slave woman. What she was known as, whenever she would get the opportunity, she would clean the masjid. Mihjan, radiyallahu anha. She passes away. What does my Nabi say? Inni ra'aytuha fil jannah, talqutul qudha min al masajid. Allah has shown me Mihjan in Jannat. Allah has shown me Mihjan in Jannat. Talqutul qudha min al masajid. She is cleaning the masjid of Jannat. What is ishara? Because of this amal. Because of this amal. An ordinary slave woman of Medina, my Nabi is shown her in Jannat. فَتُوبَ لِمَن تَطَغْهَرَ فِي بَيْتِهِ. What does my Nabi say? Allah says, Mubarak, Mubarak, Mubarak to that person who makes wudu at home. What should it have been? ثُمَّ خَرَجَ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ ثُمَّ ذَهَبَ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ ثُمَّ أَتَى إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ ثُمَّ جَاءَ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ. This is what it should have been. He made wudu, then he left his house, or he proceeded, or he walked to the masjid. But Nabi Sassam does not say that. He does not say that. What does he say? He says, Mubarak, glad tidings to that person who makes wuzu at home. Thumma zarani. He says, my Allah says, then he leaves to make my ziyarat. Then he leaves to come and visit me. Visit who? Visit Allah. Visit Allah. He's coming to the masjid. The analogy in hadith is he is coming to visit Allah. He's coming to meet his Allah. فَحَقٌ عَلَى الْمَزُورِ أَنْ يُكْرِمَ زَائِرَهُ. Allah says it is haq. Literal translation of this, it is farz, obligatory upon me. There is nothing obligatory on Allah. This is analogy. Literal translation I am making. Allah says it is his right that I have to make his ikram. It is his right that I have to make his ikram. Why? I am the mezban, I am the host, he is my guest. Another hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Inna lil masjidi awtada. Inna lil masjidi awtada. Allahu Akbar. Look at the analogy. Time is, unfortunately, time is very limited. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, in my ummah, there are some people who will be the pegs of the masjid. Why this analogy peg? When you put a tent, you knock the peg in the ground. You knock a staff, you knock something into the ground, it is stuck. You have to physically force it out of the ground if you want to remove it. He said, some people of my ummah, whenever you look for them, you will find them in the masjid. Involved in amal of masjid. Inna lil masjidi awtada. What is their maqam? What is their status? First thing, what does my Nabi say? Al malaikatu julasa'uhum. Those who understand Arabic, this should, what it should have been? It should have been hum julasa'ul malaika.
They are in the company of the malaika. That is what it should have been. That's the actual meaning. They are in the company of the malaika. The pegs of the masjid, people of Abadi of masjid, they are in the company of malaika. It should have been that. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam doesn't say that. He says, Al-Malaikatu Julasa'uha. What is this difference? Understand it by example. Sometimes you hear one buzurg or one sheikh or one great alim or one wali of Allah has come. What we say, let us go and sit in his sohbat. Why will you sit in his sohbat? Because by sitting in his sohbat, you will get barakat, you will get blessings. Definitely, sit in the company of the pious gives us barakah and blessings. What does this al-malaikatu julasa'uhum? It means, literally, the malaika say to one another, let us go and sit in the sohbat of that person. Malaika saying, let us sit in the sohbat of the one who makes the masjid abad. In ghabu iftaqaduhum, if he is missing, if they don't find him in the masjid, they go looking for him. In kanu fi hajatin aanuhum, if some work took him away from the masjid, they go and assist him to finish the work so that he can come back to the masjid. In maridu aaduhum, if he is sick, the malaika go and make his iyadat. Malaika go and visit him if he is sick, the people of the masjid. Sa'd bin Mu'az radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he was terminally ill, sahaba say Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam entered his home, he was walking on tiptoe, avoiding things. And then too he sat by Sa'd bin Mu'az, he shrunk his body. Sahaba looked, the home was empty. They said, Ya Rasulullah, what are you doing? What are you doing? Why are you behaving like that? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, so many malaika have come for the ziyarat of Sa'd bin Mu'az that I could not find space. In maridu aaduhum, the people of the masjid, when they will become sick, the malaika of Allah will visit them. Abadi of masjid is not something small. إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الَّذِينَ يَعْتَادُ الْمَسْجِدِ فَشْهَدُوا لَهُ بِالْإِيمَانِ. My Nabi said, when you will see the people that make the masjid abad, then give gawah, give testimony of iman. On this I will terminate. Daily ma'mool of the sahaba of Medina Munawwara in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The reason I am mentioning this, when Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Sahab rahmatullahi alayhi was asked, that why is it, what is your object, what is your purpose behind this abadi of masjid, behind establishing amal of masjid, behind linking the ummah to the masjid, behind this entire movement, what is your object? What was his response? Allah fill his qabr with noor. What was his response? He said, the level of a'mal, da'wat, ta'lim, ibadat, khidmat, whatever my Nabi established in Masjid al-Nabawi, in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what he established in Sahaba ikram, it is my desire that Allah must once again bring the ummah onto that level. Link and attach the ummah with the masjid. There's no other solution to the plight and the problems that are facing this ummah. We have to come back, kalima namaz, iman, come back onto the effort of linking to the masjid, amal of masjid, ta'lim of masjid, Medina Munawwara in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those of us who Allah has given the opportunity to go for umrah and hajj, we hear one azan before the azan of fajr. It has become popular, what they call that, tahajjud azan. Tahajjud azan. For tahajjud salah, there is no azan. What is that azan? That azan is keeping alive a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And azan used to be called out in Medina Munawwara in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That azan used to be called in the middle of the night. Now they give it 1 hour before Fajr azan. It is mentioned clearly in the riwayat what was the object of that azan. Those sahaba who had spent the first half of the night in the masjid when that azan used to be given, they used to go home. And the rest of the sahaba that had spent the first half of the night at home, when that azan used to be given, they used to come to the masjid. So that minimum tartib of sahaba of Medina Munawwara in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was half night masjid, half night at home. Half day in the masjid, half day earning their livelihood. Minimum tartib. That is why that azan is given till today, to remind this ummah, what is your link with the masjid? What is your establishment with the masjid? Masjid is the house of Allah. And what does my Nabi say? Make this your house. Al-masjid, baytu kulli taqi. He said, every person of taqwa, the masjid will become his home. He will link and establish himself with the masjid. Wa takaffal Allah. Wa takaffal Allah. What is the translation of this? Nabi says, Allah becomes your kafil. Allah guarantees you. Allah guarantees you. لِمَنْ كَانَ الْمَسْجِدُ بَيْتَهُ بِالْرَوْحِ وَالرَّحْمَةِ وَالْجِوَازِ عَلَى الصِّرَاطِ إِلَىٰ رِضْوَانِ اللَّهِ وَإِلَىٰ الْجَنَّةِ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. He said, link and attach yourself with the masjid. And Allah becomes your guarantee. Allah will protect you. Allah will forgive you. Allah will send His rahmat and His blessings upon you. Allah will take you across the sirat with the speed of lightning. And Allah will give you jannat. Takaffal Allah. Allah is your kafil. Come and demand it from me, Allah says, on the day of judgment. This is the meaning of this. If the masjid will become your home, if your life will revolve around the masjid, ijtima is going to take place next month in Ladysmith, 19, 20, 21. Jamaats are moving, my respected brothers. Do not be deceived. Do not be deceived by the simplicity. Do not be deceived by what the different invitations we are hearing around. The basic object behind this is how each and every ummati once again can link and attach himself with amal-e-masjid that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam established in his time. Allah give us tawfiq wa afidhan.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.